SBS Radio.
Well, I'm considered to be Mr. Eurovision in Israel. I'm a Eurovision expert thanks to many years of making Eurovision in Israel, and not just in Israel, all over Europe. Usually I'm the head of press or manager of the artist, international juror in national finals all across Europe. And I've written a book based on my experience in the Eurovision Song Contest. It's a funny novel that frames the Eurovision and talks about what's happening behind the scenes, all the shenanigans, all the fun parts, and sometimes not so fun parts.
And here is your big dream. Eurovision is going to happen very, very soon. I mean, we can count back now in Tel Aviv, in Israel. Tell us about the preparations and what happened so far in Israel.
Well, everything is set. Rehearsals are in full gear. Tel Aviv is all about Eurovision. We have all the delegations here, including the Australian one. Everything is going well. We're so happy to be hosting Eurovision and to have all the delegations, finally all the delegations in my city, after meeting them all across Europe. They're so happy to be here. Most amazing thing for me is to hear how much they love Tel Aviv, and they never expected to see such an amazing city, which is open 24/7. People are celebrating all the time, great food. So, you know, we're having fun here and working really, really hard.
And the venue is suitable and compatible in what they had in Europe?
Well, it's a smaller venue than we've been accustomed in recent years, but still, it's an amazing venue, and the stage is absolutely brilliant, and it looks great on TV. I think the broadcast would be very fun and brilliant, if I may say so.
What do you think will be the winning song? What is your bet?
That's too soon to know. I think Netherlands has a chance, Russia has a chance, maybe Italy, maybe Iceland. That would be a first for them. We're going to wait and see. That's going to be interesting.
And how are you involved with the Eurovision contest this year?
This year I'm advising to the Norwegian delegation, so I'm working with Norway, and it's a really fun bunch of people, and I was one of the international jurors in the Norwegian national final, and I'm good friends with the artist, so I was asked to help them while they're in Israel and advise, and I'm very happy to do so.
Is there anything great or unusual is planned? I heard Madonna is coming. Is it going to happen?
We are expecting Madonna. Yeah, hopefully she will turn up. There was no official confirmation so far, but I'm guessing she's coming because people are talking about it. I think she'll be doing two or three songs, two hits or one hit and one new song. So that's going to be amazing to see Madonna taking part in the Eurovision Song Contest after having Justin Timberlake doing that 3 years ago in Stockholm. So, you know, you can't get anything bigger than Madonna.
We're talking to Alon Amir, known as Mr. Eurovision in Israel. And you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Mr. Eurovision, Alon Amir, the political situation, the trouble down in Gaza, did you have any cancellation in Tel Aviv?
No, no one cancelled. They've understood that we've had a complicated political situation. After talking to several delegations, I was told that they are aware of it, but they feel very safe in Tel Aviv. They didn't think about canceling, so that's a good thing. And now that everything is back to, let's say, normal, their main focus is Eurovision and winning Eurovision. So everything is okay here.
And can you give us some numbers and logistics about it? How many people are expected to come?
Well, all the delegations are here already. We're expecting 5,000 to 6,000 fans to come. So preparations are in full steam ahead, and Tel Aviv is all about Eurovision, and so many events are happening and will be taking part next week, starting next week, the week of the Eurovision. Everyone who decided to come to Israel is going to have a lot of fun.
Is it sold out?
The venue is sold out for the finals. There are still some tickets for the semifinals and the rehearsals, but it will be packed, the venue, yes, for sure.
we are going to watch it in Australia with SBS, SBS TV, going to screen it for us like it's been doing for many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, we're very happy that Australia is taking part, and we know that the people in Australia are huge fans of the Eurovision. That's lovely. That's absolutely amazing. And welcome to the contest. So hopefully you'll get to win it and host it. That would be interesting.
Alon, you waited so many years for the Eurovision to come to Israel. Tell us about the previous one that you were involved with.
Oh, God. So many of them. I've been involved with, I think, 19 contests. So far, I was part of the team with Dana International when we won 20 years ago. I was the executive producer of some entries and head of press for other entries. So I've been doing this for so many years, and I love this contest, and I love working. It's impossible not to love it.
And I believe that many Israeli artists that participated, represented Israel in the past, are going to sing.
Yes. Most Eurovision winners, Israeli winners, Dana International and Gali Atari and Neta will be singing. Israel Cohen will give Israeli points. Ilanit, who represented Israel for the first time, will be part of the broadcast as well. And I'm very happy with that. She's, you know, such a star in Israel. And she's actually responsible for Israel to be taking part in the Eurovision. It's going to be amazing. Plus Madonna, plus other Eurovision winners, not Israeli, that will be taking part. So it's going to be an amazing broadcast. And it's worthwhile waking up very early in Australia to watch the broadcast.
I wanted to ask you about the history of the Eurovision. You said that Ilanit had a very important part in introducing Israel to the Eurovision. Can you tell us something about it?
Well, she was asked to represent Germany in 72. After reading the rules, she and her manager, Shlomo Tzach, understood that Israel is eligible to be part of the Eurovision. So they declined representing Germany and approached Israeli television. But it was too late for Israel to take part that year. So it was promised to them to represent Israel the following year in 73, which they did. And they reached fourth place, which is amazing. And ever since that, Israel is in the Eurovision Song Contest thanks to Ilanit and Shlomo Tzach.
How come Israel joined Eurovision? Israel is not quite in Europe.
Can I ask you the same thing about Australia?
I know. But once Israel in Australia can also be there.
Well, the Eurovision Song Contest is anyone who is a member of the European Broadcasting Union can take part. And Israel is part of it. So is, by the way, Lebanon and Morocco and Jordan. Azerbaijan is not really in Europe, and Australia is part of the EBU, so you are eligible to be part of it, so why not?
Why not? I've got no objection to it, absolutely not, and we are...
Neither do we.
We're looking forward to watch this Eurovision bigger and better at from broadcast from Tel Aviv, and we'll speak to you next week to get more update about the Eurovision. Alon Amir, Mr. Eurovision, thank you so much.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.